The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Sovereign Minds. Happy New Year.
Good morning.
Yeah, there you go. Good morning.
Welcome to the musical. It's,
okay.
It's Sunday, January 16th, 2024. My name is Mark Kent.
It's not the 16th.
I'm sorry, the 14th.
just want to let you know, not the 16th.
I'm kind of fuzzy, you know, this morning for some reason. I guess I didn't get enough sleep. Anyway, it's Sunday, January 14th, 2024. My name is Mark Kent. I'm your host here at Sovereign Mind Radio. It's KCNR1460.com and 96.5 FM. Anyway, I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good morning. And we also have the also. We should call him Theo the also.
I love this name, to be honest.
Theo? Theo.
Anyway, we've got the kid that rocks around the clock. We've got Dave, Cyber Dave Johnson.
Good morning.
And our producer, Chris, who does a bunch of heavy lifting in there as well.
Good morning.
She could lift too much.
Happy. She's
strong.
She is, like, on it.
She's strong like bull.
Yeah, for sure. Like a heavy bull.
Not sure what a heavy bull is, but okay.
Well, you know, I mean, it depends. Is it a Red Bull or a heavy Red Bull?
I've got the big can.
He's got the big can over there.
Oh, my
God. Here's the thing. Anytime we have to discuss any of the crap that's going on, I come prepared with the big bull can, okay? Because we're going to have a big bull kind of day based upon this last week.
He likes Red Bull. He wants a Red Bull. Can you have another Red Bull? I want a Red Bull.
I want it now. Did you get it? Yeah, I got it.
Not that I have any Red Bull before I got this Red Bull.
I call it my Ben Shapiro in a can.
Wow.
Boy, we could run with that one.
Whoa,
but I think
no
I
kidding
probably
there.
Better let that anti-Semitic thought go away.
Don't let the intrusive thoughts win this
there
time.
There you go. You're going to be wow. If you're not careful. So what? Who cares anymore?
Well, have you ever seen, like, there's this site called Freedom Tunes, and they go through, and there's one where they ended up having Ben Shapiro around the Thanksgiving table, and it's all Ben Shapiro's. It's like, ham, can I have the ham over here, please? No, not going to pass you my ham. You know, under the capitalist regime, I have my ham, and you have your potatoes. You chose potatoes, you chose poorly.
Couldn't wait to cut the turkey.
Take the Red Bull away.
Never mind. Yeah, that's right.
Take it away.
Give me a Red Bull. We're brought to you by Julie Foster, Allstate Insurance Agent. That's 810 Main Street, Red Bluff, California, 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Julie's a great person, and she really tries to make sure that she gives you the product that fits the need. Also, Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, and he can be, he's licensed and bonded, and he can be reached at 530-605-9575. And see you later, Frankie.
Bye, Frank.
There you go, Frankie.
And off he goes.
Off he goes. And so we've got also we're supported by Crackmasters.
We are.
Are we?
We are.
You sure?
I'm positive. I know Jeff real well down there.
Okay.
Yeah, he guarantees the repair will not grow. He's the best in the North State, north of Sacramento. Again, he guarantees his work. He's a great guy down there.
You sure that his repair won't grow or the crack stone?
The repair will not continue to grow after he repairs your windshield.
You sure?
I'm positive. Oh, yeah. Mine hasn't. And I've been to him like 5 times, and I got to go to him again.
There you have it. All
right. So if you want to go see him, he's located at 3208 South Market Street, or give him a call, 530-241-8373. And, you know, he is a veteran, so thank you for your service.
Very good. Shout out to Marty McGill, Clear Creek Microgreens. I don't know how to get a hold of Marty right now. We might have.
But you can buy his microgreens, I know, at Holiday Market in Cottonwood.
There you go.
But I don't know about the other holiday markets, but yeah. I do know that.
Also, mountaintopmedia.com. We got 2 more shows that dropped this last week, and so you want to go see them. They're also on Rumble at MKent 101 or Sovereign Minds. And, I guess we got a fast-paced show, as always. And
before we move along, I just have to give a shout-out to Lori. Lori is such a thoughtful, wonderful person. I just want to say thank you for everything you do for us.
It's true. It's true.
Very true.
All right, so I'm going to play the town hall meeting right now, I guess. Let's play this. We got, I believe we've got a guest coming on at 10:15.
He's supposed to be calling in, yeah. We got about 4 minutes, and town hall's about two
and a half. I'm going to go ahead and play it. Here we go. Maybe. Hold on.
I have nothing.
We have no sound. I got my sound turned up. Let's turn up the.
Nothing yet.
Pump up the volume. Here we go. No. Nope.
Boy, you can just barely hear it.
I'm not sure we are connected or what. What's going on? We probably need to iron this one out anyway. I'll give it one.
Yeah, we're trying to get it out of the way because we should have a guest on at 10:15 and a lot of information going over things.
Yeah, maybe. Am I plugged in over there?
I don't know. I don't see that. It's plugged in here.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, it is.
All right.
I don't know then.
I guess.
Try it again. Play it again, Sam.
Oh, there we got it. Okay, here we go.
Nope.
Never mind.
Boy, I can just barely hear it.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Is it plugged in all the way over here? It should be. Let's try it again.
A little technical difficulty here. I'm not sure what.
It's not the same one.
Oh, is that?
No, it's not. You're plugged into this. It's plugged into that.
No, that's this one. It's this one. That's why.
I think we have it figured out. Christine has come in to save the day. Let's see. Is that working now?
No, that won't work.
There we go.
That might work.
Okay.
Try it again.
Have we got it cleared out? Nope.
No.
I don't know what's going on.
I can just barely hear it. I mean, it's very, very faint.
All right, try it again. I don't know. We're trying to get this cleared up here.
Now, just be careful. Don't blow our eardrums out now when it comes on.
Right. Are we ready?
Boy.
I'm up 100%, so I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, it's like very faint.
All right, well, let's try something else while we're trying to work on that. What else have we got here? Well, we're going to have Mark on the phone here.
He should be calling in shortly. We're going to be going over.
Let me try. We're trying one more thing here. It's
on the court case for 2A. So he's going to be going over some of that stuff here in just a little bit.
I don't know what's going on. We got too many cords.
There's a lot of wires going here.
And I'm not sure what. Either that or we've been censored by the 3-letter agencies at this point.
The CCP.
The CCP.
FCC.
FCIA, the
FBI. The FBI, the DOJ. CDD. I mean, what do you need? Just take your pick which one might be censoring anybody. You know, not that the FBI would be doing anything.
It's playing
in the background, but it's so faint.
Who knows? All right, so let's see if we can come up with some. But there's a lot of stuff going on this week. It's almost too much to cover because You know, I mean, the new cycle's on spin cycle, it just seems like. And
no, not according to mainstream media. It just play the same thing over and over and over again.
Well,
email it. Oh, I can do that.
What are you doing?
I can email it to Christina, the town hall.
Oh.
I think.
Yeah, if you can. I'll cover a couple of headlines here while we're waiting on everything.
Yeah, I can email it.
Sorry about that out there. Ah, boy, where do you start?
Excuse me, folks. We have some technical difficulties after Fridays.
Oh, what happened on Friday?
I'm actually trying to create a new YouTube channel on our station. And start informing our locals about interesting things like how to do the trash, how to sort the trash, and different things. What it'll be really kind of informing.
Oh. Okay, you should get an email, Christina, for me.
I did, and now we will turn on our.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and turn it on. And I have a couple other clips. If we can't straighten out, I'll probably send them to you on a YouTube.
And welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local update. First up, the Shasta County Board of Supervisors voted 3-2 this week to suspend the development impact fees that fund infrastructure projects. Since 2008, these fees have helped build facilities like a juvenile center, fire station, and emergency operations center. Without this revenue, these projects would be funded by the county's general fund. The ordinance suspending impact fees will return to the board on January 23rd. If enacted, then it would take effect 30 days later. A full summary and 5-year report regarding development impact fees, accounts, and planned future uses is available online. Next up, Shasta County Sheriff Michael Johnson is making headlines on two fronts. He is opposing California's contested concealed carry law currently blocked by the appeals court as unconstitutional, ramping up tensions as the disputed legislation faces an uncertain fate. At the same time, Johnson delivered on his promise to reopen a previously closed floor at the Shasta County Jail by Thanksgiving, almost reaching full capacity and taking more criminals off the streets. However, just before the opening, lightning knocked out the surveillance systems, but quick work by the tech team had systems operating in time for the planned reopening. With the jail almost at capacity again, holding lower-level offenders and freeing up deputies, Johnson hopes new personnel performing background checks will further improve operations as the department renews its focus. Meanwhile, the Dunamis Wellness Center, a Redding and Chico counseling provider, abruptly ceased operations in December, leaving patients blindsided. Clients reported showing up for locked doors and last-minute cancellation notices. Patients felt abandoned, saying the sudden shutdown without notice violated ethical standards and patient trust. Though Dunamis offered record access, requests went unanswered, frustrating clients now scrambling for care. The owner has not commented to the media. Next up, our last brief. For the first time, Shasta County's at-home committee met to address homelessness. This oversight team consists of local leaders aiming to improve coordination. Redding Mayor Tanessa Audette says the collaboration is a work in progress as they establish structure. She stresses communication to consolidate information and funding. The first outcome will be a multi-million dollar...
We just lost it. What happened?
Redding Mayor Tanessa Audette says the collaboration is a work in progress as they establish structure. She stresses communication to consolidate information and funding. The first outcome will be a multi-million dollar day resource center next to the Good News Rescue Mission. While details develop, the team spirit seems strong. The committee has scheduled their next 3 monthly meetings on February 15th, March 21st, and April 18th. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X, formerly Twitter.
All right. Very good. And I sent you another email in there, Chris. Go ahead and play the second one. And this is talking about MPCs and what they are like. And I want people to understand what an MPC is. So go ahead and play it, and we'll explain what an MPC is. It stands for a non-player character.
Just trying to get my daily dose of microplastics in. I'm trying to optimize my testosterone levels because I want to get my girlfriend, who used to be a man, pregnant. We are having a little trouble conceiving, though, so I suspect it's my hormones being out of whack. So I'm just trying to do everything I can. She really wants to get pregnant so she can have an abortion. Oh, dude, today I'm starting a complete change in my diet, the food pyramid. Have you heard about this? It's a pretty amazing nutritional program. I'm going to start eating exactly as it specifies. Up until this point, I've been minimizing refined carbohydrates and eating mostly meat and saturated fat, which has me at 8% body fat, so I'm not very healthy. I mean, can you imagine the improvements I'll make once I'm eating off the food pyramid for a while? Gonna be sick. This toothpaste has extra fluoride, so it's pretty good. I saw Trump was removed from the ballot in Colorado. From what I'm told to think, that is most ideal for protecting our democracy. But the trouble is, if you have a guy in the elections that you don't want in the elections, then you run the risk of the majority of people wanting him in office, and he could get voted in. I get all my news from TikTok. I like having a Chinese-run company determining what I, as an American, am informed on. That way I don't run the risk of having an American bias negatively influencing what I'm conditioned to believe. I think I'm going to start vaping. I love reading. Oh, I'm starting college in the spring. Recently seeing the university presidents defend calling for the genocide of Jews got me thinking, it's time for me to finally get ahead in life. My 5-year plan? Once I graduate from college and I'm $100,000 in debt, then I'll finally be able to afford that Tesla I've been dreaming about. Elon's awesome. I'm dedicating my life to protecting the climate. You know, with all the fossil fuels and coal being burnt, we all gotta step up and do our part. And getting an electric car that runs on coal power electricity and lithium batteries is gonna be my contribution. If we can eliminate enough carbon, we can protect sea turtles from having straws go up their noses. Have you been staring at the sky much lately? I have. Lots of UFOs out there. For the longest time, I never believed in them, but lately the government's been dripping on information to get us to believe in them, so spoiler alert, I believe in them now. Do you think ChatGPT could figure out what gender I am? I've never been tested, but I'd like to find out. I keep my freezer open all day to reduce global warming. Yeah, I'm gonna get Neuralink. But to cut down on costs, would you be willing to put it in my brain for me? I love everything Elon does. He's looking out for the good of humanity at a time, you know, when we need it the most, because there's a lot of globalists out there trying to take away our freedoms, but Elon's working on our behalf. I mean, just look at what he's doing to protect us. He controls a major portion of the automobile industry with Tesla. He controls a major corner of free speech with Twitter. He controls the entire internet with Starlink. He controls space travel with SpaceX. He controls the ground with the Boring Company. And he controls human health with Neuralink. He is protecting us from the globalists that just want to control everything. I love feeling protected.
Go ahead and stop.
January's here. Can you believe it?
So I wanted to let you know that what is this NPC? This is a non-player character, and this is basically an insult. This is woke speak. So we might be doing some classes on woke speak, so that we understand what woke speak is. And a non-player character or a non-playable character, basically is an insult that says a person is devoid of personality, originality, and individuality. So that's our lesson for the week. And we do have our caller.
We
and our
do.
Guest.
We've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
The fun never stops.
We're here. Yeah, we're having a party.
Yeah, it's a blast out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. You know it.
At least you're inside where the state can't rain manure on your head directly anyway.
Well, they really try.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, well, they're trying.
Yeah. They're trying a lot of things.
Very good. So,
yeah.
So what's going on? We got some updates on the court case. I know I heard some of what you, on the last program with Terry there, what you talked about, but evidently, we had a ruling against you from Judge Mueller, I guess is how you pronounce her name, as opposed to Mueller,
yeah.
Which makes me think of somebody who corrals mules. But, go ahead, Mark.
Herr Mueller ruled against us in the summary judgment. She used some pretty torturous logic. She quoted every single thing the state so-called experts said. Well, not every single thing, because she didn't quote the part when the state's expert witness on all things Second Amendment couldn't even recite the Second Amendment. She didn't. She forgot that part. Yeah, we forgot the part.
I was just going to say on the expert thing, you know, it's like at the Board of Supervisors meeting this last week when they were taking away the impact fees. You know, one of the board, you know, Mary Rickards and I believe Tim Garman probably parroted this, is that we need to have some experts come in and sort this out so we know which is the right thing to do. But the real deal is why experts are meaningless, because I can get an expert to say one thing and you can get an expert to say another, and we could probably find a third expert that will say you're both half right, and then a fourth expert to say you're not, none of you are right. So, you know, that's the problem with experts, is that their opinions a lot of times are based on their ideological slant or who's ever funding their pockets.
Well, I would say you're absolutely right about that. It's interesting that the state's expert couldn't even quote the Second Amendment, and then the state's expert says things like, long have Americans distinguished between deadly weapons, deadly military weapons, and ordinary weapons, as if ordinary weapons aren't deadly or dangerous. And yet the Supreme Court said that all weapons are dangerous. That's why you call them weapons. But the only weapons that can be banned are those that are both dangerous and unusual, and that weapons commonly owned by lawful individuals for ordinary purposes are absolutely protected by the Second Amendment. Whether you think they have military value or don't is irrelevant. And the Miller case said specifically protected weapons that had military value or militia value specifically, and said those were the weapons that were specifically covered by the Second Amendment, and other weapons may or may not be in by default. So the state invents these things, and their experts invent whatever the state pays them to invent. They use the same experts in all of these cases, and it's the Saul Cornell guy and Rivas and Tim Rainey, the IRSAT's retired police chief of West Covina, California, who stated on the record that he never had any problem with open carry in his jurisdiction. He never knew of any jurisdiction that did have problems with open carry or open carriers. And yet he was the guy that couldn't even recite the Second Amendment, and the judge did not repeat either of those two facts, which are on the record. Another fact the judge omitted was when the judge asked the state's attorney, can you cite one law that required ordinary law-abiding civilians to ask government permission prior to carrying a weapon in public for self-defense? And the state's attorney said, no, Your Honor, because there were none. We should have won the case right there, but she didn't cite that fact in the summary judgment.
It sounds like they're experts in tyrannical over-government reach and a disposition of your rights from you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the experts are there solely to deny you of rights. And as I pointed out to Terry on his show, the people that haven't ever read this crazy little document called the United States Constitution, you know, we hold some truths to be self-evident. And one of those is that we were, our creator gave us certain inalienable rights.
Yeah, it's interesting our creator gave these rights. A lot of these guys get stuck on that because they think that you have to have a religious slant in order to believe in it. But the real deal is that if government gives you rights, government can take them away. So, in essence, you have no rights unless they're protected in some other way.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. And even in the Declaration of Independence, it goes further. And these rights weren't a gift. We were endowed with these rights. It was our birthright to have these rights. They were automatic with our birth. As independent citizens of the United States of America, God gave us the rights that government has no control over. The state of California, the same thing. Like I said before, this wasn't a state that was filled with government waiting for people to show up so that they could tyrannize them. This was a state filled with people, and we, the people of the state of California, grateful to Almighty God for our freedom. So who are we grateful to for our freedom? Almighty God, not government, because we got our freedom from Almighty God. They recognized that in the Constitutional Convention of 1848 and again in 1879, that this is a Christian nation, a Christian state formed by Christian individuals, but based upon Christian principles and Christian morals. And among those morals is the principle of inalienable rights. And the judge, when my attorney mentioned that in court, the judge laughed. I don't deal with God-given rights. I deal with constitutional rights. Well, there's no such thing as a constitutional right. The Constitution doesn't give you any right. It simply guarantees the rights that you already have that were given you by your maker before government ever even existed, just by virtue of the fact that you're a free-thinking, independently acting human being and not a mindless automaton linked to the government computer, so that by default you know what you're not supposed to do and what you are allowed to do. And yet the judge in this summary judgment mentions many, many times, well, since California can give you an inalienable right, can give you the right to carry concealed, you don't need for California to allow you to carry openly. And so they can give you the right to carry concealed. Well, is it a right if they could give it to you? Because if they could, they could not in the same breath.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that, okay, so I saw something in social media this week and it got me to thinking. And, you know, I think about this stuff all the time because you really got to have to sort it out with what's happening to you and how the oppression occurs. You know, we've got our sheriff, Michael Johnson, who's making headlines this week, opposing California's contested concealed carry. And one of the comments on social media was, well, he's not going to enforce the law. And my thought was, gee, which law? The law that says that we have, government shall make no law to infringe our rights of self-defense for the Second Amendment and to maintain a free state, or the law that the state said that was going to take that away. See, that's where these guys are getting confused and they're so screwed up, is they don't know which law is superior to other law. And when you go to the Tenth Amendment, it says the law is left up to the states and the people respectively. Well, if the people gave the states these rights to protect, and the state gave them to the federal government to protect the rights, it really comes down ultimately to we the people enforcing the law at some point somehow, because if you've got unalienable rights and the government's constantly trying to take those away, which has been throughout history since the beginning of time, is who takes your property, who sends you to war, who rapes your wife on their wedding nights. It's always been government officials over and over and over again. So they don't quite understand how the law is supposed to work in a lot of cases. And I'm not even sure that we should try to convince them otherwise, because these people don't care. What do you think?
Well, I agree with that. And the Tenth Amendment has a little bit of funny language in it that's very, very important. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. In other words, Article 1, Section 8, 9, 10, detail the powers given to the United States Congress by the Constitution. And it also goes on to say, nor prohibited by it, by the Constitution, to the states. Well, if the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, then the ability to make policy decisions based on the rights of the people to keep and bear arms have been removed from the states, because they are prohibited by the Constitution. In other words, states may not exercise power that the United States Constitution prohibits them from exercising, which is the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In addition to that, Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, and you can like this or hate it, but it's the truth, says that the Constitution is California is an indivisible part of the United States, and the United States Constitution is, not maybe, not will be sometimes, not when the legislature says so, the United States Constitution is the highest law in the land. But whenever a power is prohibited to a state via the United States Constitution, then it rests solely with the people.
Exactly.
Well, not with the states and the people.
And I think
this is prohibited to the state.
And I think this is what the fundamental problem of understanding is that people think that because they think we're in a democracy, even though it says into the republic for which I stand, they don't understand that in a republic you have a set of rights that can't be voted out by the majority. In a democracy, the majority can vote out anybody's rights anytime, anywhere, anything. That's why the founder said it was a mobocracy. So these people think that the rights have been given to the state, and the state, if it changes its mind, can change the mind of the people and take their rights away because that would be then a pure democracy. Even if the people voted for it, even it doesn't even matter in a republic, because you can't vote out my rights as an individual that are protected or enshrined in this document that says the government shall make no law to abridge these rights.
Well, look, the United States Supreme Court abridged those rights for the Constitution, for the United States, and for the state in Gray versus Sanders and Reynolds versus Sims, where they said, contrary to the United States Constitution, absolutely contrary, and I'll prove that. I will prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt when I finish this next rant. Reynolds versus Sims and Gray versus Sanders changed the states into mobocracies by a Supreme Court dictate when they said that all elections in the states will be conducted by the principle of what they invented this principle, one man, one vote. And further, in Reynolds versus Sims, it says that the federal court has jurisdiction over all state elections. So the Ninth and Tenth Amendment mean nothing, but instantly, the United States Supreme Court under Earl Warren, who, by the way, was a California Attorney General and a governor of California, but he never read the Constitution because he said that counties do not deserve separate representation in the state legislature because they are mere political arms of the state. But the California Constitution, Article 11, Section 1, says counties are legal subdivisions of the state. And therefore, if they have representation in a state senate, it is perfectly constitutional. And now I'll prove that, because in the United States Constitution, it says all states will have two senators. So Wyoming, with 800,000 people or 900,000 people, has two senators. California, with 40 million people, has two senators. Geography deserves representation because different parts, and this comes from Thomas Paine's little pamphlet called Common Sense, as the colonies grow, representation must also grow so that each part of the colony remains represented. It doesn't say so that equal portions of people in the colonies remain represented. It says so that each different part where the representative conceivably comes from remain represented, because different places need different things. Forested counties need different things than desert counties, and we need representation to press those issues, where the way we have it now, Los Angeles wins every argument in the legislature, period, bar none, no getting around it because of Reynolds versus Sims. So,
right. Mark,
if the states are allowed a method of government, why are not, if the United States is allowed a method of government, why are not the states who created that government allowed the same form of government?
Right. I'm sorry, I have to interrupt you. We have to take a break, and we can continue this on the other side. Sorry about that. We will pick this up in about 5 minutes. We'll see you on the other side.
For it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
What's it gonna take for you to wake up? What's it gonna take for you to break? There's no time to make your mind up. Just to realize this is fake. What's it gonna take?
What's it gonna take?
What's it gonna take?
What's
it gonna take? Doesn't represent us at all. Government thinks it ruins all our business. Big tech's about to take it all.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and we're talking to Mark Barrett about all gun control. I was just reading an article here, Mark, we need to get back to where we were at, but it just says here, the latest statistics for firearm sales in America show that nearly 16 million firearms last year in defiance of Biden's gun control were purchased. So this is according to the FBI's National Criminal Background Check. There was 29 million and some change background checks were logged in 2023, which beats the previous record by more than a million. And you can see that at guns.com report. And so the National Shooting Sports Foundation purchased an estimated 15.8 million firearms in 2023 with a, with 1.7 and some change million purchases in December alone. And it says that 24 states now allow gun buyers to purchase additional firearms without having to go through another background check. So the actual numbers sales is likely higher. So it looks like we, the people, are kind of speaking up here a little bit.
I think people inherently know that something's wrong. I mean, they know in their hearts that what's going on just ain't right. And the problem is they need to help us do something about it, because then they wouldn't have to worry about these things. And, you know, the point is you can sneak around and you can hide, but you're going to run afoul of it eventually. Because, for example, this SB2 thing, before mm-hmm. the appellate judge struck down the denial of the preliminary injunction, and they didn't eliminate SB2, but they knocked down a few of the more onerous aspects of SB2. You can't carry on public transportation, and you can't carry in a park, and you can't carry on a sidewalk, and you can't carry in a parking lot, and you can't carry, basically, SB2 said you can't carry anywhere. The governor of California called the Second Amendment a suicide pact. So if you are kidding yourself into thinking that the state has your interests in mind with regard to inalienable pre-governmental rights, you're smoking dope. They don't. They hate it. They hate you, and they hate the fact that you can do what you want in any instance, much less carrying a weapon. They want to dictate every breath you take, every step you make, how far you can step, what kind of shoes you wear, what kind of lawnmower you own, what kind of stove you have. They want to regulate everything, and they certainly don't want you to be able to defend yourself. Because then how could criminals destroy our republic? if you have the right to defend yourself.
Well, they have done some good. They've outlawed gas-powered mowers and gas-powered small engines for California.
They sure have. I'm just waiting to find out what kind of truck I can use to pull 25,000 pounds of hay. It's not going to be a Ford F-150 electric for sure.
Well, sure it is.
Well, just bring your fire extinguisher along with you, and you'll be fine.
For
and,
SP2, it's interesting.
And bring your own charging station with a really long cord.
Maybe.
But, go ahead, Dave.
But we're in a situation here where the government obviously hates the inalienable rights that were granted to the people of the United States and California specifically. The judge hates them. I mean, she doesn't believe that God gave us rights, even though it says so in the California Constitution, and it says so in the founding documents of the United States, the Declaration of Independence.
I got a couple questions on SB2 here, Mark. Can you go ahead, Dave, and then I have one as well.
One, I just kind of had a comment to make in regards to last week's show. Last week we were kind of discussing how, in regards to SB2, somehow magically they're protected by not having a sticker on the outside of the door. So theoretically, if you just had that sticker that was right there on the outside of the door, that would somehow magically protect them from the big bad guns. That is the same fallacy as the no gun zones. I mean, that's just my thoughts on it. It would be a crying shame if stickers just magically appeared on every door front.
Obviously, tongue in cheek, but I have a question on SB2. They left some parts in it. So we had the first it was on, then it was off, then it was on, then it was off. But now you still can't carry in government buildings and a few other places. Can you summarize any of those details before we move on?
Yeah, you can't carry in government buildings. You can't carry in schools. If you are a concealed carry holder, you can magically carry within 1,000 feet of the school, but not in the school itself. And it's just it is the most disingenuous circular logic I've ever seen in legislation. And obvious that the people who wrote it know nothing or care nothing about your right to self-defense or the right for you to defend your family.
It seems to me it's a two-step forward, one-step back program.
Well, it is. It's two steps forward, 10 steps backward if they can engineer it. And then they have the Ninth Circus Court of Appeals to protect them. People like Judge Mueller, who's a lying Democratic hack and is one of the worst judges I've ever seen in my life. And she parrots the state's line, no matter how ridiculous it sounds, where she says that people in the United States have always regulated military weapons. Well, that's not true. And the state's attorney admitted that there was no such prohibition in 1791 that you could carry whatever you wanted, wherever you wanted, however you wanted. And this term that they use now, public carry, was invented by the state's expert witnesses in order to deny you the liberty that was given you by your God and was never infringed in the founding period. And none of the founders understood the Second Amendment to mean what the state says it means, which is, if the state allows a form of carry, licensed carry, then they don't need to allow unlicensed carry. Well, if the state allows a right, is that a right at all? Hmm. Doesn't seem like it to me. Things that are rights are things you just go and do, that they're above government. Government has no jurisdiction over those things. You don't need a license to go on the corner and talk about come to Jesus, the end is near. You don't need a license to prevent the cops from kicking your door in. You have a Fourth Amendment right against that, and all searches have to be done by oath or affidavit describing explicitly the place to be searched and the items to be searched for. You don't need to go to the district attorney and say, hey, look, I'm a drug dealer, and I want permission to be exempt from unreasonable searches. I mean, how do I apply for that? How do I apply for that permit? You know, you don't need a license to have a public trial. You don't go to the cops and say, yeah, you know, I robbed a bank last year, and I'm about to get arrested, and I want to make sure I get a permit so that I can have a public trial with a jury of my peers. I mean, these things are, when you say these things, and you list the Bill of Rights, which is the only part of the government where the people get something, they sound ridiculous. When you apply them to the Second Amendment, everybody thinks, oh, yeah, that's normal.
Wow.
And the court, the Supreme Court itself says the Second Amendment is not a second-class right subject to a different set of rules that all the other rights are subject to. It specifically said it is not a second-class right. It is not subjected to the same rules that it is not subject to a different set of rules that the other amendments are subject to. It is not. And the Supreme Court also says if the plain text of the Second Amendment covers the conduct of the individual, then that conduct is already presumed to be constitutional, and therefore the 100% of the burden to prove that the conduct is not constitutional and is consistent with the amendment as written by the founders, with the meaning the founders intended it to have, it is their burden to prove that that conduct is not consistent in that manner. They have failed to do so utterly. In fact, the state's attorney admitted when asked by the judge, can you name one law that compelled citizens to ask permission prior to carrying a weapon in public? The state's attorney said, no, Your Honor, because there were none. So that's it. They admitted in open court that there were no laws that compelled you to get a license to carry a weapon for self-defense. None whatsoever, not even one, and there weren't. So we should win automatically, right?
Right. So where does the court case go from here, from them saying that? I mean, what's it looking like, or where? What's the next step that we have to do?
The next step is we have until the end of January to file our intent to appeal or our notice to appeal. I'm not sure what the legal term is. And we will do so. Our hope is, and we have some legal backing to believe that our hope is true, that if we simply file an appeal to the Ninth Circuit, the same as everybody else does, that our case will go back to the same three-judge panel that ruled unanimously in our favor that Mueller was a Democratic hack and failed to consider the merits of the case and failed to act independently of the state's wishes and failed to fairly consider all the evidence presented, and for her to expeditiously correct that behavior and reevaluate her, not only her methodology, but the outcome of her decision. Well, she ignored all of that stuff. She didn't do any of it, and she never ruled on the preliminary injunction. She ignored the Ninth Circuit Court. So we have some legal basis to think that our case on appeal would go back to that panel, and it's called a take-back case because they're already briefed on the case. They've already read it. They're the logical panel of judges to get the case. Now, if we were to file an expedited appeal, then our case would be just assigned to a random three-judge panel. So we're going to take the long view, and we're going to go try to get to the panel that originally gave us the unanimous support for the Second Amendment and Second Amendment guarantees. If that is so, we will win there. Now, the en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit is notoriously crooked, criminal, and a bunch of lying leftist hacks. They've already tried to grab this case once away from the federal judge. They made us file a brief, give us a reason why the en banc panel of the Ninth Circuit shouldn't take this case away from you immediately and just rule on it en banc. Well, even the state was horrified at that because they, of course, were convinced they were going to win. We were horrified because we knew that we would lose in the en banc panel, and then we would have an unpublished decision with which we would have to try to get the Supreme Court to act. So we both, the state and we, objected to that. The en banc panel withdrew their motion, but they're already watching this case. So even if we win in the three-judge panel, the en banc, the Ninth Circuit Court as a whole, hates liberty, hates the Second Amendment, and hates you for trying to have inalienable rights. So they will grab this case. They will rule against it. But coming off of two unanimous wins in the Ninth Circuit proper, we would have a very good chance of the United States Supreme Court picking this up. And we will win with the makeup of the court. And having done that, everybody in the United States will have constitutional carry without a permit required. And part of the reason we think that would occur is the Supreme Court warned states like New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, and California. They warned them don't keep doing this where you control the right through these onerous and ridiculous processes you call a concealed carry permit. We're not going to attack permits in general, provided they're shall issue and they're not onerous or unconstitutional in that application. They made no comment on constitutional carry. That wasn't the question before the court in Bruin. However, they did lay out a standard of behavior that the court must comply with. And that is, if the plain text of the Constitution of the amendment covers the individual's conduct and that conduct is presumptively constitutional and the state bears 100% of the burden to prove it isn't.
Makes sense.
So we'll win.
Wow. So what can people do to help with this? Because we need to get an all-out effort going on this. And we, the people, need to stand up and help and do their part. A lot of things going on out there, but this seems like we need to get some money raised here to help with this case. Is that? And you're having a fundraiser here pretty soon up in Wairika?
Yeah, we're having a fundraiser on March the 2nd. Mark that on your calendar. I have to confirm one thing on Monday about the venue, so I can't give out the address for the venue. I'll do that next Sunday if you guys allow me to call back in.
Sure.
But yeah, March the 2nd in Wairika, the doors will open at 4 o'clock, and we'll plan on eating around 5:30. It's going to be a prime rib dinner. This is a no-kidding dinner. I mean, the dinner itself is worth the price of admission. So please plan on coming, weather permitting. And, you know, if you can't come, contribute. If you don't have any money and you can contribute an heirloom item or something that's of value that we can raffle off or auction off, do that. We'll arrange to come and get the item, or if it's a gift certificate, we'll figure out how to pick that up. But please support this cause. We can win. In the end, we must win, and we will win. And I'm very convinced of that. I'm very hopeful. We will win this case if I can afford to pay for it.
Mark, yeah, unfortunately, it's not cheap.
No, unfortunately,
it's illegal. And you can donate to a pecan at, Cleveland. I'm having a brain problem.
14421. Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, as a boy, Redding, California, 96003.
Yeah, make the checks out to Pecan and put 2A in the memo so that we make sure it gets to the right account. And again, that's 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. And if you want to call us.
And also, we're having a button set up on our website, but it's funny, as with a lot of conservative websites, all of a sudden our website was hacked down. So we have to get the website back up.
Yeah,
and
we're working at that. So
that.
We have another, it's not going to be GoFundMe, but it's going to be like that so people can donate. It's actually a lot more friendly, like PayPal or whatever. But we're working at that. As soon as we can get that totally done, we will let everybody know so that they can just go there if they want to donate.
Yeah. And like I say, if you value the liberty that your father fought and maybe died for to build this country, your father and your forefathers, you know, they gave their blood and their treasure to build a nation where you had liberty and where your children were supposedly guaranteed the liberty laid out in the Constitution of the United States. If you value that at all, help us. We can't win without your specific help, your help. Every
right.
single one of you. If every gun owner in California gave us 10 cents, we could pay for this case. I mean, so please help, and please let's win this thing so that we can teach the people in the legislature that we do have rights, and those rights are above their ability to change. In addition to that, let's set a precedent for regaining liberty so we can break this state up, and we won't have to keep doing this until we're old.
Right.
Well,
I just want to let people know it doesn't matter the amount that you contribute, like you say, Mark, if everybody gave 10 cents, because it all adds up. I mean, so far, the support that we have received has pretty much carried the court case to where it is and been paid for. But from here on out, we definitely need the help because we don't have the funds to pay for the legal stuff that we need to go forward.
When the stakes on this, too, are incredibly high. Because, for instance, so if this doesn't end up going forwards, they'll point to this as an excuse for why you can't have your rights.
Right.
Well, and you're starting to see a wake up across the country, I think, because people are turning to alternative media sources as well. So they're starting to see that a lot of this conspiracy theory, I hear that all the time. Oh, it's just another conspiracy theory. Well, how many of these conspiracy theories turned out to be conspiracy facts, that the government is getting out of control, that we've got,
top of the hour, they're going to cut us off. We'll have to continue this a little bit on the other side. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Back in five.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Herring. Cold, snowy, bitter weather has got a chokehold on much of this country.
Windy at Lake Huron in Michigan. And in Oak Park, homeowner Chris King is hoping the lights stay on.
It's not a pleasant experience because it usually takes several hours or a couple of days to get the power back.
Audio courtesy of WXYZ-TV. Heavy snowfall accumulations expected for upstate New York have the Buffalo Bills-Pittsburgh Steelers game postponed until Monday. In Iowa, the cold and snow are tamping down attendance at political events ahead of Monday's key Iowa presidential caucuses. Governor Kim Reynolds on KCRG says she's hopeful Iowa voters will turn out.
It is about who's enthusiastic about their candidates.
Ice storm warnings for Oregon and flood warnings all the way east into New England. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congressional leaders preparing a stopgap bill to keep the federal government running into March and avoid a partial shutdown that is looming. We get more from correspondent Ken Lorman.
The temporary measure would run to March 1 for some federal agencies whose approved funds are set to run out Friday and extend the remainder of government operations to March 8. That, according to a person familiar with the situation. Expected to be released Sunday, the bill would come as House Speaker Mike Johnson has been under pressure from his more conservative members to jettison a recent bipartisan spending bill with Senate Democrats. Ken Lorman reporting.
Denmark's Prime Minister proclaimed Frederick X King this morning, shortly after his mother, Queen Margaret II, formally signed her abdication. Massive crowds turned out to rejoice in the throne passing from a beloved monarch to her popular son. The 83-year-old Margaret is the first Danish monarch to voluntarily give up the throne in about 900 years. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group. Because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
Job cuts keep mounting up at high-tech companies.
Audible, the Amazon-owned online audiobook and podcast service, is letting 5% of its workforce go. And social media company Discord is laying off 170 employees. That's 17% of its staff. The layoffs follow other recent cuts in Amazon's Prime Video and MGM Studios unit and its subsidiary Twitch. Greg Clugston reporting.
The death toll has risen to 13 in a coal mine accident in central China. The official news agency says three people remain missing after the accident, which happened Friday in the city of Pingdingshan in Henan Province. Xinhua news agency says the preliminary investigation indicates the cause was a coal and gas explosion. China has had a series of fatal coal mine accidents last year. In fact, their mines are some of the most dangerous on Earth. News and analysis at townhall.com. A federal judge has temporarily halted enforcement of an Ohio law that would require children under 16 to get parental consent to use social media apps.
U.S. District Court Judge Algernon Marbley's order comes in a lawsuit filed by NetChoice, a trade group representing TikTok, Snapchat, Meta, and other major tech companies. The litigation argues the law unconstitutionally impedes free speech and is overboard and vague. Marbley issued his temporary restraining order after determining that it is unlikely Ohio will be able to show the law is, quote, narrowly tailored to any ends that it identifies.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, January the 14th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including singer Jack Jones. He is 86 years old. Movie writer and director Steven Soderbergh is 61. Jason Bateman, the actor, 55. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Van Morrison, he's got that new album out, or it's not really super new, but he's got some good stuff on there. And in those lyrics, it says, "Take a tip from the French." How far have we fallen? Oh boy, I'll tell you what. It's just like I was looking up conspiracy theories, and you know, I'm going to do a show on this conspiracy theories down the road. How they obfuscate, you know, and in their list of conspiracy theories, here's one is. Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory refers to a series of allegations that Joe Biden and his son Hunter coordinated efforts against anti-corruption investigators in Ukraine and into the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Wait a minute.
It'd be a shame if he was on camera admitting it.
Yeah. That's a theory,
no,
right?
No, that would never happen.
That theory goes right along with his laptop theory and the...
That's not a theory.
I mean, how many theories can we go through? But what they do is they try to obfuscate everything and throw a bunch of stupid crap in there to make it look like the real thing is not real.
So you need to go back to WikiLeaks and look what took place there. So they have on WikiLeaks, you had all of that information that ended up coming out. So what their plan was, and it didn't end up working exactly as they planned, but what we know their plan was, is to take a bunch of the same information, release it, but with a whole bunch of crap in it.
Right. Or not release it at all. And we want to get to Mark here, but I just want to mention one thing.
Yeah, we got another caller, too.
I just want to mention one thing. Okay, so the FBI was subpoenaed for the records on the Seth Rich documents that they had on the investigation of the murder of Seth Rich, who worked for the DNC, who was the guy who probably leaked all of the information out about Hillary Clinton and all that stuff. But that's no, there's nothing but conspiracy theories. All right, let's get back to our caller here.
We still have Mark on the line, I believe, and then we also have Stone on the other line. So
I think had a question for Mark.
All right. Stone, are you there?
Yeah. I'm here. I actually have several different items, but maybe I should call back after Mark's finished.
Okay. If you want to do that, if you don't have a question or something to do with what we're talking about.
We'll probably be wrapping it up here about 11:30 or before.
I'll call back. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thanks. We appreciate it.
All right.
Still there, Mark?
Yeah, I'm still here. I didn't know if you guys wanted me to hang on or not.
Sure, yeah. No, I got into my conspiracy rant. I was doing a little research, you know, on the break about conspiracy theories because I'm going to do a show on it. You go in there and it's just like, are you kidding me? You know, half the stuff that they say was completely a conspiracy. Actually, it wasn't a conspiracy. And so I'm doing a way back on it, but I digress. So anyway, let's get back to the topic here and let's wrap this thing up so we can, you know, make sure that people understand how important it is that they, you know, help. You know, you can't, the days are past where you can sit at the couch and hope somebody else does something. You got to get involved. You got to help. If it's all you can do is give us 25 cents, then give us 25 cents to get this thing going. And I know people are getting hit up from a lot of places these days, but it's starting to become more and more apparent that we've been lied to by the media in collusion with the government, the FBI, and the existing administrative structure or regime that they would never lie, would they? And so we need to get this thing. We need to take this to the finish line is where I'm going.
And real quick, if you look at the NRA, they haven't done a damn thing for us, quite frankly.
They're not your friend. Time.
They have not done anything for us at all. This is something to where anything that you give, 100% of this is going to the pro. The 100% of the proceeds is going directly to the lawsuit. It's no other fees, nothing else. It's that and not it.
I've got quite.
That's a good point to make, Dave, because that is true. I know for a fact exactly where all the money goes. I know that Mark does not handle the money. I know that he doesn't get paid for any of his travel or anything else. It totally goes to all the legal people that are on the case.
What are you saying? We're not getting paid for this?
No. And unfortunately or fortunately, the main lawyer or legal representation comes out of New York. So they're having to fly to California, and they're having to do, you know, that's quite a distance, and that's occurring a lot more expenses than people realize. But she's very good. She's done a wonderful job, but it's
getting
not
somebody,
cheap.
Just getting somebody to take the case was a problem. So you have to go with somebody who's not only good, but somebody that is willing to take the case, because a lot of people aren't willing to buck this deep state, if you will. So what have you got to add, Mark?
Well, you're absolutely right about all of that. I couldn't get a California attorney to take the case. I couldn't get a California gun organization to take the case. I'm hopeful that once we get to the appellate level, that the gun organizations like CRPA and GOA and California Rifle and Pistol, Gun Owners of California, will put in an amicus brief. We need that as well. So I'm trying to gin up support for the case financially, but I also need legal help in the form of amicus briefs. We're not asking for lawyers to jump in at this point.
So when you say amicus brief, an amicus brief is basically a letter that says we're a friend of the court, and we want to give you some information to help you make a correct decision. And so that would be helpful. Am I correct in my assumption?
You're absolutely correct, and from a distinct slant, it would even be more helpful because the state of California uses the same idiot experts every single time they have a gun case. They use Rivas, they use Cornell, they use Rainey, the former chief of police of West Covina, and he's got worldwide experience, even though he couldn't recite the text of the Second Amendment, and he didn't even get close. So they use the same expert witnesses, and they trot out the same, I don't know if I can say crap on the radio, but since I already did, they trot out the same crap every single time where they say that, you know, well, people have always regulated open carry in the United States. Well, gosh, that's funny, because open carry was legal in California for longer than it was a state, 200 years that I can prove for sure. So they didn't regulate it in California. And they're not regulating it in 27 states right now. And they also trot out these things. Well, you know, you weren't allowed to openly carry pikes, swords, and bowie knives. So why would you be allowed to openly carry a gun? Well, that was shot down by the Supreme Court in Bruin because they said the state had to find analogous firearms legislation that dated back to 1791. Well, a knife isn't a firearm, at least the last time I looked it wasn't. And so they misuse the facts, they misrepresent things, they flat lie. Our expert proved that they made up some of the laws they quoted. The judge doesn't quote one single law dating back to 1791 that prohibits the peaceful carry of a loaded weapon by lawful individuals for the purpose of self-defense. Every single law they quote, all, and here's the catch, they have money. They produced 1,200 pages of so-called legal evidence to prove that open carry has always been regulated. And they didn't provide one single example of that that dated back to 1791. Not one.
So they it's legal sophistry is what we're saying here. And it's rigged. I mean, at this point in time, yeah, we know it's rigged. I mean, you know, and there's nobody to hold these guys accountable. This should be prosecutorial misconduct. I mean, somebody should be losing their bar cards over this crap when you start presenting arguments that have no legal authority, no weight in law, and carry no actual benefit to the people that they're supposed to be protecting, you know, and all done under the guise of, oh, it's for your own good and being safe. So
they're just hoping that we go away or Mark goes away because you run out of money. They want to keep dragging it out and doing all of this, hoping that there's no money that comes in to back it to keep it going in the court system to get where it needs to go.
And with that said, if we don't prevail here, and we don't prevail and we can't get it to the right court that's going to give us a fair and just lawful decision, what is our alternative?
Yeah, well, I mean, self-help is the only alternative after this because we've appealed to the Article 3 court, and also Judge Mueller's never read Article 3 because she doesn't realize that her court is inferior to the United States Supreme Court, and she declares in her affidavit, her opinion, that it is up to the lower court to instruct the Supreme Court. I'll tell you what, the arrogance of that statement is absolutely mind-numbing. But she says, yes, the Supreme Court said all these things they said in Bruin, Heller, McDonald, Nunn v. Georgia, Cruikshank, Satano v. Mass about defending the Second Amendment, but it's up to the lower courts to instruct them about how important public safety is.
Wow.
When Bruin absolutely rejected public safety. In other words, in constitutional law, you cannot use the actions of a few criminals in order to deny the bulk of the people the right to do something. That's absolutely unconstitutional. If people stood on the corner swearing curse words, and 10 people did that 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, you could not use that behavior to deny 40 million people the right to speak freely, nor can you use the fact that criminals are criminals to deny law-abiding people the right to defend themselves.
Who are we talking about as far as criminals here? Because if that's the case, and that's your example, is that, you know, we can't use criminals to deny the law-abiding people the right to defend themselves. Aren't the criminals in the government now?
Oh. Well, there's that argument too, Mark. You don't want to stretch this too far because somebody might figure out what you're up to and you're trying to regain your liberty. And John Adams said, liberty must be protected at all hazard. You have a right to it derived from your maker. And even if that weren't so, it was purchased for you by your fathers with their ease, their estate, their blood, and their treasure. So if you are willing to allow the nation that your forefathers and your fathers built for you at the cost of their blood and their lives and their toil and their work, if you're allowed to let that, if you want to allow that liberty to slip away to idiots like Gavin Newsom and creepy Joe Biden and all of the people in the hack legislature in Sacramento, then shame on you, and I don't know what to do for you. But I know one thing we could do. We could break this state up into smaller governmental units, so that counties were equally represented in a state senate and people were represented in a state assembly by population, and we had a constitution that supported and defended liberty and was extremely hard to change, unlike the California constitution, so that successive loads of politicians couldn't just redefine rights anytime they wanted to, and there was a penalty for unconstitutional behavior, unlike the state of California.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this really goes to, when you talk about rights, it goes down to the specifics, and I think the biggest thing that is the problem that people need to look at and understand is that rights are not just the Second Amendment and the First Amendment and so forth, but also encoded in that, those are to protect your property rights. And we can see from the current regimes on at whatever level, that they're about taking our property away from us, and by that our means of support, our means of self-reliance, our means of not depending on the government for any handout or whatever we get, because that's the goal of the utopian Marxists, is that, oh, we're all going to live in this utopia where the government controls and tells us what to do and hands it out and we all work and it's all a big fair thing. So that, but if you look at every example of that, that has ever occurred, what ends up is a totalitarian regime where everybody starves to death and everybody's hungry and everybody does what they're told based on the government's edicts from a people in power that could give one rat's ass about, you know, our feelings, our how much our stomach's growling and our kids and the education, all of it. So it really comes down to, this is protecting your rights from the government taking everything you own and confiscating it and doing what you're told.
Well, this case is very simple. It really isn't even about the gun. This case is about the Bill of Rights, the part that every government hates. They don't hate the part where this president served for 4 years. They hate the part where you have the right to speak freely and defend your family, and you have a right to a jury trial and reasonable bail, and you have the right to be protected against unlawful searches and seizures. That's the part of the Constitution they hate. And that's the part they're trying to do away with. And so if we don't support and defend those inalienable, pre-governmental, God-given rights, then really what's the point of the rest of it? That's my contention. So this isn't about the gun. I'm asking all the people that listen to your show, do you have rights or don't you? Is there anything you're allowed to do with regard to a constitutional guarantee without government permission that you'd like to preserve? If that's the case, then help me. Because if you don't help me, I won't win. And if I don't win, I guarantee you your children will be slaves to the government that we formed to protect their rights.
Because that's what ends up happening, is that when you become totally dependent on the government, and every move we've seen about through this whole thing, and going as far back as you want to go, back to 1913 with, you know, the money powers and all the way up through wherever, FDR, it's all been a slow encroachment to get everybody to depend on the government, rely on the government, so that none of them are self-reliant, independent of the government's oversight, so that you end up at the end of the road with total government control and you become a slave to the government.
Well said. There's nothing more to add to it than that. If you value your liberty, help me. If you don't value your liberty, then God bless you, and may your chains rest lightly upon you.
Yeah. So, again, we should probably tell everybody where they can donate, how they can donate, and so forth.
They want to donate to Pecan, and you want to send it to 14421 Old Oregon Trail, Suite B, Redding, California, 96003. And in the memo, put 2A. And we will make sure that it goes to the fund to support this.
And if you want to call in and talk to anybody about that, you can even swipe a credit card over the phone, I believe.
I can take credit cards over the phone.
So 530-221-0101. Help us win this, because this is not just a local issue. This is a nationwide issue that, if we can prevail, could affect the whole country as far as getting rid of this concealed carry crap and going back to a constitutional carry that's, across all the states.
Yeah, this affects everybody's liberty, that's for sure. And we're in the 11th hour, and we need the support.
Yes, and this can be won. I believe that in my heart. I think that if I can pay, I can win this.
Well,
and as soon as you know that you have a place and everything, Mark, for the fundraiser, let us know so we can get it out there for March 2nd. That would be great. Or any updates?
I will do that.
Okay.
All right. Well,
Well, thank you again for coming on and explaining everything to us.
Maybe we can get you on the we'll get you on the podcast too, as well, and get that out there by next week.
That sounds great, Mark. And thank you guys, and God bless you for the work you do. Keep it up.
All right. Thanks, Mark. Have a great day.
All right, so
where are we at? I mean, we should probably go to a break. Are we? We probably have a caller. That's probably going to be
Rich. Probably going to be Stone. And
yeah,
we can either do, depending if that's Stone or whoever, we can take the call or we can go to a break. We'll see here. 1 minute.
Yeah,
Tess, we got time either way.
Well, the thing that really a lot of people don't understand, too, is that the police and the government have no obligation to protect you in any way, shape, or form unless they arrest you.
That's not their job.
When you are in their care, they have an ability and need to protect you based upon their depriving you of your constitutional right to protect yourself. So the problem comes in is that you have all these people that say, oh, just call the cops. So the cops are there. Let's have more cops. And at the same time, the same people are saying, cops are dangerous, cops are bad, cops are racist, and all this. There's no protection for anybody. Just look at what's taking place right now over in San Francisco, San Diego. Look at the Walmarts that are closing. I've got right here, California retail stores lock up underwear as Newsom vows crackdown on rampant retail crime surge. You're locking up underwear.
Right.
And socks.
But yeah, people don't realize, or maybe they do, but they need to get engaged more, is if we lose this case and we lose our Second Amendment rights and things like that, then we're just going to be a third world country.
Kind of almost there already. I guess
we're pretty close, but yeah, that's it. And now we have Stone on the line. Good morning, Stone.
Are you on,
Rich? Are you there? Rich.
You're on the air, Rich.
Rich.
I think.
I don't hear anything, Rich.
No, we got nobody.
I'm not sure what's going on. Hey.
Nope. I guess he'll call back. So I'm not sure how he must have got disconnected. So
who knows? There's a lot of techie stuff going on in the studio today.
Yeah,
so
it's
just be patient with us. You know,
gremlins everywhere.
It happens. You know.
So maybe we can cue up that other video. From Buddy Brown, and if we can get Stone back on the line, we'll get Stone before we cue the video. But if not, we'll cue the video and wait for him to call back.
I see, speaking of guns and stuff, I see the headline that the New Mexico Democrat governor is pushing another outrageous gun control thing. So
yeah, she got slapped around the last time. But
yeah, but
think
she's going to do it again,
lesson,
yeah.
It just makes you wonder, where's all the pressure coming from on these people?
Well, yeah, what money's backing her? And with that, we've got Stone on the line, I believe, now. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, we can hear you.
Yay, I'm
all
here.
All right.
I've got a few things. I'm usually pretty quick, but I don't think I can finish it before the break. But
that's okay.
Started.
Don't worry about
that's
it.
That's all right.
We'll
what
over.
You got?
So as far as the SB2 and the Baird case, California Rifle Pistol has finally acknowledged the Baird case in their recent magazine. So that is a really good start. I'm in the local CRPA chapter, so yes, we're trying to get the CRPA to support that case. So that's a good start. And obviously the next step is to ask them for the amicus briefs, and then after that, hopefully maybe a few bucks will start coming that way. So, yeah, we are making some progress with CRP and the Baird case. another issue, the County Office of Education, I went to their meeting last week regarding the teacher, the substitute teacher that was arrested in December for indecent exposure at a local elementary school. The SCOE does have administrative oversight over the substitute teachers in this county. I confirmed that. But the thing is, here's the problem. They don't have a process in place to track and evaluate the substitute teachers as they travel around the county. Can you believe that?
You'd think that they would have, you know, I saw your email. You'd think that they would have something that would kind of set up a red flag, because otherwise, what's he going to do? Just go to the next county and start teaching over there because nobody knows?
Well, that's the thing, right? When I'm looking at this SCOE board, I'm looking at four or five highly paid individuals with pay and benefits. They're probably making $1.5 million a year. And I'm looking at these highly paid individuals, and I said, so have any of you filed a notice with the credentialing commission on this man's arrest? Mark, they would not even answer me. They just sat there and stared at me. I'm like, really? You can't even answer a yes or no question. And so, yeah, there, and then I told the actual board members, I said, I expect somebody on this board, to put on the next agenda to have an open session matter on putting this in place, tracking and evaluation for subs, and a closed session matter. Mark, they have not even had a closed session on this teacher yet. And they've had They've had two SCOE meetings since this guy's arrest. They should have had at least a closed session matter with this guy in closed session to say, hey, you're suspended and here's why. They haven't even done that.
I totally agree with you, Rich. There's a lot more than that going on in the school system, and some of it's out there at Palo Cedro, from what I'm understanding. about vetting teachers or school bus drivers or whatever it is, that they're not doing any of that. And who knows how many undesirable people are in the school system because they aren't.
Yeah. But the point is, regular teachers assigned to schools, they have a tracking and evaluation system already in place that's approved by the unions. So why on earth could a substitute teacher through SCOE, why could they not have that same process in place? I mean, it's just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. How do I say it? The incompetence. It is incompetent for them to not have this in place. I know we're almost at the break. Patrick Jones at the last board meeting, he alluded that at the next board meeting on the 23rd, we should be taking some kind of a Second Amendment affirmative action. This is to further the resolution that was passed in January or last July. And I think we're going to have something really good and positive happen at the Board of Supervisors on the 23rd regarding the Second Amendment here locally. I've helped Patrick do this with some legal information. And I think it's going to be a great thing that hopefully will spread to other counties very soon. And last thing is just a quick plug. Mike Adams is he's a health ranger. On his website, he's got a docuseries coming up starting on January 20th. The website is BrightU. Spell out the word bright and then letter U.com and sign up for this free docuseries. Long story short, it's about the GMO in the environment and the food and everything and pharma. Here's the most important thing. It's how to detox from the GMO and how to detox from the COVID jab. So I highly recommend that that people look that up. And, hey, I was able to squeeze it in before the break. I appreciate all the time.
All right. Thanks a lot. And I guess with that, we are going to go ahead and go to a break, and we will see what else we want to cover when we come back in about 5 minutes.
Well, you took me out of my mind, babe. You took me out of my head. My friends have gone to look for me. I ain't been seen yet. Though I anticipated, I'm only over here. Well, you found me out of my skull, babe. Staring at the stars. You appeared not just in time. Knew what I was looking for. I had no place to run. Did not have anyone.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria.
You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The older I get, the more I think.
What apparently Trump's going out now with Ramaswamy.
You only get a minute to live while you're in, because it's gone in a blink. And the older I get, the truer it is. It's the people you love, not the money and stuff, that makes you rich. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years yet. The older I get, the fewer friends I have. But you don't need a lot, and the ones that you've got, they've always got your back. And the older I get, the better I am. And knowing when to give and when to just not give a damn. And if they found a fountain of youth, I wouldn't drink a drop, and that's the truth. Funny how it feels, I'm just getting to my best years, yeah.
Sovereign Lions, Free Fire Media, community radio for the North State. I'm not too sure about if I agree about the Fountain of Youth part. I'm pretty sure I'd be drinking on that. So, we're back. I'll tell you what, the news cycle was on spin cycle as usual. I mean, there's so many different things. You got Fauci's testimony. You got the Trump prosecutions falling apart all over the place. A new COVID protocols to help people that...
Oh, can't forget, they sentenced Ray Epps without having a single day in jail.
Yeah, he didn't get sentenced, he got community service.
Yeah, probation. Yeah,
probation.
Probation.
Yeah, so the guy that's inciting riots, everybody else, you even step foot on the gal, four years, and all the way up to, there's like 30, Steve Rhodes got like 18 years, and all these, so, what they're afraid of is, I'll tell you what, if I was Trump the first day in, I'd pardon every freaking one of them.
Yep. Well, that's the only thing you can do. I mean, right now, you had on January 11th, Congressman had said that the FBI had over 200 assets at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. Mm-hmm. During the interview with former Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson, Representative Clay Higgins, a top Republican on the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, said Congress had a case file showing the federal government set the stage for what happened on January 6th. He says the government worked to entrap thousands of Americans from across the country and to lure them onto the set stage. Now, it's very important to remember that the Governor Gretchen Whitmer case, that was just an absolute sham, where she was supposed to be kidnapped, was completely set up and fabricated by no less than the same person that ended up overseeing the January 6th fabrication.
Yeah, no, who knew?
Who wondered?
Yeah, what could go wrong? I mean,
and we got a lot going on with health stuff across the board. This week is when the WHO meets in Davos.
Who?
And
who's on first?
Yeah. Anyway, to come out with Disease X. So what to do when Disease X hits your store?
Mm-hmm. Now, just to remember, event 201 that happened on October 19th, 2019, just literally 3 months before the first cases of COVID for a novel coronavirus.
Yeah.
It's all conspiracy theory.
Brought to you by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Yeah, exactly. No problem there. Why would we invent a Disease X?
I'm going to do a conspiracy program, or we're going to do one on podcasts or whatever. I'm kind of researching it right now. And looking back at the old, all the, brand. Did you know that Jeffrey Epstein's being a pedophile was a conspiracy theory to start with?
Yes, it is.
Isn't that just the laptop conspiracy theory, FBI involvement conspiracy theory? But, you know, I was going through and reading these things, and here's a conspiracy theory. The Biden-Ukraine conspiracy theory refers to a series of – this is on Wicca stupidity. it's like not a left-wing website that just kind of slants everybody's viewpoints and shape thoughts them into a channel that's manageable. Anyway, the title is Biden-Ukraine Conspiracy Theory. It refers to a series of allegations that Joe Biden and his son Hunter coordinated efforts against anti-corruption investigators in the Ukraine as the Ukrainian gas company Burisma, who's on the board, Hunter said. Investigations are currently ongoing. So I guess if you went on camera and just totally admitted that you were bribing them with billions of dollars or withholding it, and by the way, you're just going to get kicked back. That's the new foreign aid. I give it to you, you give it to Hunter, and Hunter gives it to me.
And of course, we give it to enemies in between there.
Well, there's a lot of people with their hands out along the way. Yeah. It doesn't come back a fully loaded trough, but there's enough there to, you know, maybe, you know, fund a few things anyway.
Don't forget about the shared bank accounts. I mean, that definitely had nothing to see here.
Oh, there's no bank account.
No,
that's
no
all
bank
conspiracy
account.
Theory. There's, you know, and
it's
you
a conspiracy theory that they delivered the money right to his front door, Joe Biden's front door back east.
Or that he ended up sharing an office with some CCP guys back over in New York.
Hey, did you know that the deep state was conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all conspiracy theory. You know, and what they do is they obfuscate everything with stupid crap that they throw in there that make it seem completely, you know.
So how do we have January 6th if it's a conspiracy?
Let's see, I don't know. We might have to think about that, but I'll tell you what. Anything that they say is a conspiracy theory that you can almost bet and that they're either doing it, have done it, will do it in the future, and they're blaming you for it.
Who invented the term conspiracy theory?
The CIA on the JFK. Maybe it was the FBI. It could have been the FBI, CIA.
It might have been the FBI.
I don't know. There's the Department of DHS, you know, the FCC, the CDC.
It was a three-letter organization up there.
It was the VIP at the CDC because he was doing it on behalf of the FBI and the CIA. I mean,
because of Watergate, you know? It was all because of that.
So let's, we got a clip here from Buddy Brown I want to go ahead and play. And let's get to that. And this kind of explains the difference between a republic and a democracy, which is just another conspiracy theory because we don't know that we're not a republic because we're a democracy. Remember?
That's
why it
says
it in the Pledge of Allegiance. Go ahead.
For 10% off, all right? Get you some. All right, y'all, so we got a great video today. Y'all have heard liberals over and over again in this election cycle going into epileptic seizures, screaming, in 2024, we need to save democracy, save democracy. But we should actually burn down democracy and piss on the ashes. Let your hound dog just pee on it, okay? Because this video right here should be played to high schoolers all across the nation. It's scary how many actual teenagers and even adults are walking around thinking democracy is a good thing. So it all starts like this, y'all. When the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia ended in 1787, there was a woman that walked up to Ben Franklin and she said, "Sir, what kind of government did we just create, a democracy or a republic?" To which Ben Franklin famously replied, "Madam, we have a republic, if you can keep it." Now, I like to think he had a pinch of wintergreen skull on his left cheek and spit it and kind of walked off like this. But that actually wasn't documented historically. But we were actually supposed to have a republic. Think about when we pledge allegiance to the flag. We don't say, "and to the democracy for which it stands." We say, "and to the republic for which it stands." Let that sink in. So let me simplify this for all you good old boys just sitting in your truck because you want to avoid your coworker for the next 30 minutes, okay? And I understand. You're going to get a little education that was a lot better than what you had in high school. In a pure democracy, everybody participates in every single decision. In a republic, we have representatives. So you can already see how it was set up to, you know, be a republic. In a democracy, majority rule always rules. In a republic, it's the same thing. However, it has to be guided by a set of principles and laws. Now, you come through my gate up at the road, there's going to be a problem. and I would never even let that happen, and everybody has common sense on that. However, my road is about a 10-mile stretch, and there's only about 18 residences on that road. If all 18 decide they're going to take over my property and come through my gate, then that's just fine according to democracy because majority rules. Do y'all see how fast this could go south if majority always rules? Look, my pastor was talking to my wife and I in premarital counseling back in 2006. He says, I tell people all the time, just because a husband and a wife agree on something doesn't make it the right choice. Always remember that. He said, I've seen a husband and a wife go out and buy a brand new car when they don't have a pot to piss in. Does that sound like a good idea when you're broke? So what it means is you should be safeguarded by some good laws and good principles, and that's what a republic is supposed to do. Now, this next one is huge for me, y'all. It's absolutely huge, because in a democracy, there's no protection for individual rights. In a republic, there is individual right protection. Oh, it gets way worse, y'all. In a democracy, there's no protection for property rights. In a republic, there is protection for property rights. Are y'all starting to see what they're doing when Democrats and the rhinos scream that we got to save democracy? Are y'all starting to see how disgusting this is? A republic also tries to avoid extremes like mob rule and tyranny and all that kind of stuff. A democracy always ends up in turbulence and violence. It always does. St. Louis, Chicago got torn up and shot up the last few years and ain't nobody doing anything about it. Bottom line is, a republic is a way of diffusing power. And it's genius. Look at California, New York, Illinois, New Jersey. We would never, ever want one state or just a few states to dominate our government. And the Electoral College was set up so that the whole country makes decisions together, not just small pockets with tons and tons of people. If we didn't have an Electoral College, y'all, we would have presidential candidates who went to like 8 places in the United States of America, and that's it. Just ignore the existence of the entire rest of the country, and our founding fathers never wanted that. I really wish so bad that, more people understood the beauty of a constitutional republic, what it's supposed to look like and what it's supposed to be. I also hope that this video gives your liberal government teacher nightmares and hemorrhoids for the next 2 weeks. We'll see you in this video. God bless y'all. Be sure to share this and educate yourself. We do not want a democracy whatsoever. We want a functioning republic that is beautiful and operates the way a republic is supposed to. God bless y'all. Be good.
Very good. So I want to do a little more on this, and then we can move on here. Why did the founding fathers decide to make the U.S. a presidential democracy and not a parliamentary one? So what they do is they obfuscate again. The founding fathers were a fearful bunch. Different founding fathers had different fears. Collectively, they feared the abuses of an untrammeled government. Shocker.
It couldn't be because they already dealt
because
with that.
That's what they were under, was a tyrannical government that was ruling them and basically getting rid of all their rights, start tea tax, stamp tax, this tax, get rid of no guns, quartering soldiers, and so forth. They feared rule by mob, but they feared that the people could vote out their own rights because the mob is emotional. They called a democracy a mobocracy because if you could sway the people into believing one thing, they'd vote out their own rights. I mean, look at today. They vote out. These guys will vote out their own rights. They don't even get it. Well, we got to vote out the Second Amendment to keep everybody safe. No, you idiot. What you're doing is you're making everybody unsafe by voting your protections out. So, we could go on and on and on about this, but here's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. The Republican is the only form of government which is not eternally at open or secret war with the rights of mankind. You see, because in a constitutional republic, you can't vote out your unalienable rights, your right to freedom of speech, your right to freedom of press, your right to redress of grievances, your right to assembly, your right to religion, your right to the Second Amendment, and all these rights that are enumerated, were enumerated to the government, the federal government for protection. And anything you didn't say that they couldn't do or make a law against those rights, they couldn't do that either. 10th Amendment. So what you have to understand is that we are not a democracy because a pure democracy has the government, if they get control of I don't know, the press and the all your lines of information and they get control of the money and they get control of everything. They don't care if you have any rights. I mean, Amschel Rothschild said that if I control the currency supply, I care not who writes the laws. So they don't want a democracy. What they want is a tyrannical overseeing government in the hands of a few who run everything under the guise of looking like a democracy. The democracy is only a ploy to get you to buy into all this stuff and vote out your own rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, it completely changes the context when you end up looking up Sinclair Media Corporation's very dangerous to our democracy word over and over again, where they just have maybe 30, 40, anywhere up to probably anywhere from like probably 60 news organizations, all different ones, CBS, ABC, Fox, they're all saying the exact same scripted lines of very yeah. dangerous for our democracy.
Does Sinclair run anything around here?
yes.
Do they?
Yeah.
I mean, like Channel
just
7,
a little bit.
Channel 12, 124, Record Searchlights, which is no, I mean, the building's empty over there, so I'm not sure they're doing anything except online now. Probably two people in a thing, and they get all their information.
Well, it all comes from back east. Anyway.
Here's another conspiracy theory. The vaccines are bad for you. yeah, that didn't, what? No, they're good, right? Because that's what they told us.
Yeah, sure.
And now the whole sudden death thing. Oh, yeah, that's has nothing to do with the vaccines. Everybody's dying all over the place. You got a huge spike from 2002 as soon as the vaccine started. But who we don't what? How, what?
And mind you, too, I have here in front of me just this last week. This was January 11th. The World Economic Forum came out with the 10 top biggest things that are the most dangerous to us. It is, one, misinformation and disinformation.
Freedom of thought and freedom of speech.
Two, extreme weather events.
It is.
Depending on your point of view.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, if you're trying to conquer the world and you're the guy in charge and your name is Klaus and you're a slob, then that means that those things should go away because how can you, I mean, come on, how are you going to control the world with everybody thinking they're free?
Mm-hmm. Well, and so you have all of these, it's not exactly the same as the whole misinformation, disinformation governance board that they decided to just draw back a little bit because there was so much public outcry. Now what we're seeing is they're changing terms like DEI and diversity, equity, inclusion, the people that don't understand, and misinformation and disinformation. They're just focusing on that at the World Economic Forum. But now it's coming back in all kinds of different names. So just be on the lookout for that when you
see
it.
Well, shut up and eat your bugs. I've been wearing my Trump hat out in public now, kind of like a sort of a, hey, you know, you got something to say.
Don't blame me.
You got something to say, say it. So I'm at the Costco the other day. I see this guy looking at me and I'm checking the labels on the food now for bugs because they we're finding that they're putting bugs in some of the food.
But they
label them different. I got to get the list. So maybe we can get a list over by next week of all the things that are actually bugs in the food that you're eating that they didn't tell you about.
But usually if you can't read it or it's really long or something, it's probably something you don't want to eat anyway, whether it's bugs or whatever.
Monosodium grasshopper. No.
I'm just saying, you know, when you can't read what's in it, basically.
Monosodium cricketate. And I think there's biphosphate grasshopperus. And I don't know.
Escargot?
that's a car in French with an S on it.
That one.
And if you look at it and you ask it, does the escargot?
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I mean,
it really does.
Tesla's escargot.
I told that to the kids. They said, that's the freaking weirdest dad joke I've ever heard. Shut up.
Well, you probably want to be careful where you're buying your food anyway. I'm just saying that whether it's Costco or wherever, you probably want to be looking at stuff.
What are you talking about? We've got the government sanctioning all of these food sources with the FDA stamp of approval because the government always does the right thing and makes sure that our food supply is good.
Yeah, that's why they're, you know, in cahoots with China because a lot of the food goes over there and then comes back over here.
Speaking of food supplies, have you heard about this new bombing that's going on in the Gulf over there in the Middle East where the supply lines are starting to have problems because
mm-hmm, the Houthis they're
but you know who's going to fix it for you is Mark Zuckerberg. Did you hear that he has a big cattle ranch now? And he'll be supplying the beef.
Do you know what I heard? The Zuck sucks. That's what I
Well,
heard.
I don't know. But he does, you know, none of the rest of us know how to raise cattle or should have cattle, but he does.
Well,
and we should all buy our meat and everything through him, don't you know?
Isn't it interesting that Zuck and Gates, they all want us to shut up and eat the bugs and that we can't have any meat and it'll be a treat rather than a staple. You'll eat the bugs,
right.
You'll eat the veggies, and that's going to be what it is. But isn't it interesting that Bill Gates and Zuckerberg are buying up all the nation's
farmland? Actually, China now owns more farmland and 20. I was looking at this like yesterday, the day before. Mm-hmm. They own in 26 states more farmland now than Americans own.
Well, I don't know. Is Bill Gates an American? I don't think so.
Well, and also the second largest landowner in America is a Chinese national who is a CCP member, proud and open, and talks about all the time how we need to support it.
Yeah, Vanguard is one of the biggest ones.
Mm-hmm.
They own most of the property everywhere is Vanguard.
I mean private individuals, though. So there is a private individual who is an active Communist Party member who is touted as, like, one of the top guys over there, and he owns the Ford
And you
American
see a problem
men.
With that?
No,
I mean, come
none whatsoever.
On, gee whiz.
I don't know. It's
yeah, you know, and China's buying up land around our Navy bases and stuff. I mean, what could be a problem there?
Yeah, let's see. Bill Gates owned almost as much U.S. agricultural land as China.
Yeah.
Huh.
Meanwhile, white people joining the army has declined by nearly 50% over the last 5 years.
Are you picking on the white people again?
No.
Oh.
No, not at all. So
okay.
That's white supremacist talk there.
So a total of 44,042 new American recruits were categorized by the service as white in 2018, but that number has fallen consistently each year to a low of 25,023, a 6% dip from 2022. Being the most significant drop, no other demographic group has seen such a precipitous decline, and there have been ups and downs from year to year.
You don't want to join the army where you're attacked if you're white?
Yeah,
and you won't get the jab, and you want to follow unlawful.
You might be a Christian.
Yeah,
too,
you could be a Christian
yeah,
and follow
like
unlawful
redneck,
orders.
You might be a Christian.
General
yeah, with
Milley
that, we do
have
a
white rage.
Yeah, let's go, Laura.
Yeah,
we've
got Laura on the line. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, you guys. Thank you so much for having Mark Barrett on today.
You're welcome.
Laura Hobbs.
Yes, Laura Hobbs,
Hi,
and
Laura.
I'm running for supervisor, but I was on air earlier, and
I made
a mistake. I was hoping I could correct it on the air, if you don't mind.
You have
Go ahead.
Floor.
All right. Well, my fundraiser is actually on January 27th, not February 27th, and that's you can buy tickets at my website, votelaura.hobbs, or at the Jones Fort.
All right, very good.
All right, well, thanks for calling in and
okay.
clarifying
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Laura. We'll
we
see
appreciate
you there.
That.
Thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank
Have
you.
A good day.
You too. So also, I guess there's a fundraiser for Ron. Not Ron. I'm a Ron.
Ron
Paul.
Paul.
Ron Paul. No, it's Rand Paul.
Rand Paul.
His son is Rand Paul.
I don't believe it's a fundraiser.
Yeah,
it
says it's a fundraiser here on the 24th. That's in the chat room. Place and time given once, $100 to $250 for tickets and. It's,
I didn't realize it's a fundraiser
I'm looking at it. It's I'm trying to blow it up here.
I got it. It is for the Shasta County Republic Central Committee.
It's on February 24th. Yeah. I guess you can go get tickets. I would get in contact with Shasta County Republican Central Committee if you want to go. And I don't have any other information because that's all that's on the phone.
Right, right.
I've got one more real quick. So it's actually going to be my wife's 8th annual Walk for Life, also taking place on January 27th. It's going to be a 9:30 a.m. gather time. And start time of 10 a.m. goes to 1. It's going to be at 777 Cypress Avenue here in Redding, California.
Well, there you
All
have
right.
it.
Well, I have a headline. I have to read this.
All
you
right.
can't make this up. NBC News claims climate change killed off real King Kong. Giant apes 295,000 years ago.
That's not a real headline.
Did not fall off the Empire State Building.
That's not a real headline.
That's on Gateway. I'm just saying.
That doesn't make it real.
I'm just saying.
Pretty sure there was no King Kong. I don't know.
Just saying. There you go.
I don't know. Things are like in La La Land. Wow.
But did you see back to the vaccines about the children and how many of them are hospitalized because they've been vaccinated, which they, you know, didn't report before.
It was
a new thing, you know, the RSV and all of that, and come to find out, no, it's not really that way. It's more because they've been vaccinated.
Nah, there's no causation. There's no correlation. Just because the death rate started skyrocketing after they administered the vaccine.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with it. It's something else. We're not sure. But,
so
stay tuned for more information on MSM LSD.
Now, apparently, the new variants of COVID, supposedly, from what I'm hearing from the fantastic doctors, they're causing heart failure and blood clots.
No.
That's what the new ones are causing, apparently.
I thought that's what the old ones caused, too. But what the hell do I know? Wasn't that what was happening to those ones that were, you know, people just dropping dead?
I think I'm going to eat my green beans tonight instead of getting a vaccination. Yeah, and I know I'm crazy, but, you know. Fruits and vegetables, immune system, you know, taking care of yourself, exercising, you know, that type of thing.
I'm just going to say no to whatever they say.
Oh, you don't trust Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Fauci, the rat-faced...
I'm going to get my food, you know, from people I know or my own, you know. Make sure that I'm not buying, you know, meat that's been vaccinated.
January 13th, never forget, White House staff relocated last night after pro-Palestinian protesters tore into barricade and confronted police in mostly peaceful protests.
They're not protesters. They're just angry citizens of another country.
No worries.
That's okay.
That's not a
if
riot.
If they were angry citizens of our country, they'd probably have to roll them up and throw them somewhere in solitary confinement for actually exercising their rights as free American citizens. Because that's what happens in a democracy.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're there.
I think we're there. Okay.
All right.
Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master. And we'll see you next week.
And everybody have a great week.
All gun control is racist. See y'all next week.
Every morning at the mine, you can see him arrive.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.